मनस देह गेह यो किछु मो आपिलो आपदे नन्द किशो संपदे विपदे जीवन मारिने द्वयम गिला दुआ हो पद भारे मर वीरा को भी जो इच्छा तुहां नित्य दास प्राति तुआ हारिका जन्माओवि मईचा जादितो बकत इहे जन्नी जन्मा वाउनो कीत जन्मा हाँ जत तुआदा बाहिर मुका ब्रह्मा जन्मे नाहिया मुक्ति मुक्ति स्प्रिहा विहीन जे भक्ता लोभाई ते तंका संगा अनुरक्ता जनका जननी दैता तनय प्रभु गुरु पाति तुहु सबमय बाकति विनोदा कहे सुनो कना राधाना तुहु हमा परा मनसा देह गे हो जो किछु मो आपिलु तुआ पदे नन्द किशो मनसा देह गे हो जो किछु मो आपिलु तुआ पदे नन्द किशो मनसा देह गे हो जो किछु मो आपिलु तुआ पदे नन्द किशो आपिलु だ気象。So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, mind, body, family, whatever may be mine, I have surrendered at your lotus feet, O youthful son of Nanda, Nanda Kishore. In good fortune or in bad, in life or in death, all my difficulties have disappeared by choosing those lotus feet of yours as my only shelter. Slay me or protect me as you wish, for you are the master of your eternal servant. If it is your will, I will be born again. Then it may, if it is your will that I be born again, then may it be in the home of your devotee. May I be born again even as a worm, as long as I remain your devotee. I have no desire to be born as a Brahma, who is averse to you. I yearn for the company of that devotee who is completely devoid of all desire for worldly enjoyment or liberation. Father, mother, lover, son, lord, preceptor, and husband, you are everything to me. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, O Kana, please hear me. O Lord of Radha, life. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying that somehow or other he may have the shelter of Krishna. Shelter of Lord Krishna is guaranteed for one who has the shelter of Krishna's devotee. So, he says, if it is your will that I be born again, then may it be in the home of your devotee. I yearn for the company of that devotee who is completely devoid of all desire for worldly enjoyment or liberation. So, even though we may be so unqualified so many ways, if somehow or other we can attain the shelter of the Lord's devotee, then Krishna says, Bhakta Jana Priya. Of course, Krishna's devotee is very dear to him, but Krishna says, also the Bhakti Jana. Bhakti Jana means one who is a follower. During Lord Krishna's pastimes in Dwarka, a Gandharva named Chitrasena was flying over the great kingdom of Dwarka. Of course, there is the city of Dwarka in the sea, but there were provinces on the mainland which were under the control of the Yadu dynasty. So this was all Krishna's territory. Krishna was acting as king in his Dwarka pastimes. So this Chitrasena was flying over some province of the Yadu kingdom. And he was with his two wives, Satyavati and Rukmavati, I think their names were. Very beautiful Gandharvikis. And he was, being in association with his beautiful wives, he was feeling very happy. And when one gets very happy in that way, he usually becomes careless. So he became a little careless. And he happened to, at one point, spit over the side of his Vimana. So then the spit flew down through the air and landed on the head of one rishi, one sage, yogi, named Galava. So Galava Rishi became very angry. And so Galava went to Dwarka city, and he went to Lord Krishna, and he complained. Krishna, I am practicing my tapasya, my austerities, under your protection. And today, one Gandharva flew overhead and spit on my head. So what is this going on in your kingdom? So because it's Krishna's pastime to play as Kshatriya. So Kshatriya's duty is to protect the sages from insult and injury. So in front of the whole Yadu dynasty, Lord Krishna, he said, all right, my dear sage Galava, before this day ends, I will bring you the head of that Chitrasena. So then Galava was satisfied. So the Gandharvas, Chitrasena's wives, they could hear all this in space. And so the two wives, they became most unhappy that Krishna has now vowed to kill our husband. So Chitrasena, he knew, because actually they were all devotees, but Chitrasena had been a bit foolish. So Chitrasena knew full well the power of Krishna. He knew that if Krishna takes this vow, I have no chance. And his wives were crying. So he did not know what to do. And then his wives, they said, let us take shelter of Subhadra Devi, who is Lord Krishna's sister, who is the wife of Arjuna, Krishna's dear friend. So somehow these Gandharvakis, these female Gandharvas, they had had some previous contact with Subhadra. They had befriended her. So they came down at Subhadra's palace. And the wives of the Gandharva were crying and lamenting. And Subhadra came out and said, oh, my dear ladies, what is wrong? What is the problem? And the two ladies, they cried, we have come seeking your protection. Please give us and our husband your full protection. And Subhadra Devi, without asking anything further, she said, yes, immediately. You have my complete protection. Now protection against what? And they said, from Krishna. So then Subhadra said, oh, and she heard the whole story. So then Subhadra said, well, in any case, I have vowed to give you protection, so I will do that. So then Krishna came, riding on his chariot, and he was looking for this Chitrasena. So he approached the palace of Subhadra Devi. And Arjuna, who is Subhadra's husband, he came out with all of his weapons. And Krishna had all of his weapons on his chariot. And Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, I know why you have come, but this Gandharva and his two wives have taken shelter at my wife's feet, and I am her husband, I am her protector. So she is giving protection to them, I am giving protection to her. So before you can touch a hair on the head of this Gandharva, you will have to do battle with me. So Lord Krishna said, so be it. And so Krishna and Arjuna began to shower weapons on each other. Of course, this is all pastime. They were having a great time. And they were using more and more powerful weapons. And indeed, the battle became so ferocious that it appeared that the whole universe might be destroyed. So then, finally Subhadra, who is, again, the wife of Arjuna and the sister of Krishna, she came between the two and said, please stop. So then they stopped. And Krishna very lovingly, he told the Gandharva and his wives that, don't worry, I will settle this with Galava Rishi in such a way that he won't be angry with you. And then Krishna left. So this nice little story from the Puranas illustrates that even we have become offender to the degree that the Lord Himself has sworn He will take our head. If somehow or other, even after that, we can get the shelter of the Lord's devotee, then we will be protected. The devotee